Call to order. Pledge of allegiance.
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for our fallen men and women. Thank you.
Call Director Taffy Brock. Here. Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
And Director Sarah Wargo is absent. General Manager Michael Follett.
Here.
Consent calendar, all matters in this category are considered to be consent with the board director goal. District policies and regulations adapted and or approved by the board of directors then will be announced in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is required, items may be removed from the consent calendar and will be considered separate. One, approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of January 17, 2023. Regular board meeting minutes and warrants of January 17, 2023. Reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2, 2021, declaring a continuation of virtual meetings due to COVID-19. I have a motion to accept.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A, B, and C made by Director Moore, second by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye. Number two, warrants. We have none. Number three, award of contracts. We have, are you going to say anything here or what? You want, we got,
Well, the award of the contract was given to MCC for the Gate Valve Cluster on the corner of Broadway and Main, so that's the latest one.
Uh-huh. That was from last month.
Last month.
Yeah, month's meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you want an update from me.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Move right along, huh? Give it to you right here. All right. So one of the things that we need to consider is the rehabilitation of Well 4. So I did get a response for a quote for WellTech, and that came in at $162,000. I also got a quote from Legend of $149,000. Tri-County Pump did not respond. So, my stance is I owe it to the company to get the best value, not the lowest bid. Because WellTech responded with $162,000 quote and a total design head of 700 feet of
total design head.
Legend responded with $149,000 and 600 total design head. So what that means is the static water level is down at 566 feet. Okay, so you would need a total design head to bring it up to surface level. And then you have elevation from the surface level to the tank, and then however tall the tank is. So from the base of the well to the top of the tank, included in the static water level, is 708 feet. So 600 total design head wouldn't work. So, just as a reference, Edison just completed the well efficiency testing at well 5. Their total design head is 719 feet. Now, well 5 and well 4, according to Google, are the same elevation, 209 feet. according to Google. So with the static water level being the same at well 4 and well 5, and a total design head at well 5 at 719, you would want over 700. So that's why I would be leaning towards going with WellTech for the additional funds, because if the water table drops any more, your static water level, which it's going to, right, it's going to drop even more, then your total design head would have to increase. So you would go with the 700 total design head, because in the future, if it dropped any lower, then you would have to go in there and re-engineer and put another bowl assembly on there to lift the water up. So with all that being said, I mean, we're not going to make a decision right now, because right now me and Evelyn are in the process of early stages of a grant writing, but that takes quite a long time. And since we no longer pay the Cabazon outlet for the purchase of the wells and the tank, that was estimated around $1,700. Yeah, $1,700 a month, which we paid back to them for the purchase, that's a zero balance. So if we got an RCAC loan at 4% to install the well over a 10-year period, it would basically balance out. So we wouldn't be operating in a deficiency. So I think we'd be okay if we chose to go that route. But like I said, we're in the early stages of writing a grant for funding to rehabilitate that well. So I'm just letting you know what the numbers are, the two different options that we have: an RCACA loan for 4% for however many years they will allow, or a grant funding, which could take a year or two, because grant funding takes a little bit of time. So just to let you know, that's what's on the plate for the rehabilitation of well 4. And then currently, on a separate item, reservoirs 2, 3, and 4, repainting and coating. It went out to bid and it's advertised, so we're waiting for bid responses back for that. And that's grant funded as well. And then, of course, Broadway and Main gate valve replacement project has been awarded to MCC with no scheduled start date. I guess they were having a problem getting their insurance documents and all the documents required before they proceeded, but that's coming soon. And, of course, Borden Construction has started the gate valve installation project. They started on January 11, 2003, and as of February 9th, they completed 44 of the 105. Well, they've completed more than that since then, so they're up to 60. And as I mentioned to Terry and Diana, that because there was deficiencies in as-builts, when they're digging up to install the gate valves, they're finding additional pipes and they're having to add more material in there to make all the connections. So there's change orders, which is going to increase the amount that's going to be paid to Borden. But it's my job to try and minimize the overages so that we'll have to spend less out of our budget to compensate the overages, but the grant fund is not going to cover. So that's a work in progress. And then another item for the new Bonita Vault. I met with Al Davis, who's the Riverside District Road Supervisor, and the location of the new Bonita Vault is at 50298 Bonita. You know, we got the three standpipes coming up. And there was no assigned utility easement, but where we're going to put it, he said he approved of it. It's going to be offset about 10 feet north of the edge of the north edge of the road. So it won't be conflicting in traffic or anything like that. It won't be an obstacle. So we have our approval there. But once the gate valve installation is completed, then we'll start moving forward and purchasing the vault this year, on this year's budget, because that vault was, I think, $16,000, so we'll purchase the actual vault. And then after June 30th, then we'll purchase the material, the gate valves, the assemblies, the spools, and everything, which would be close to $50,000. So we'll split it up. And unfortunately, our SCADA system will no longer be supported after March 14, 2023, due to Microsoft. So, I printed the page from Microsoft. So it says March 14, 2023. There's some tech terms in here that I don't know completely about, but it says, hardening changes enabled by default with no ability to disable them. By this point, you must resolve only compatibility issues with the hardening changes and applications in your environment. So basically, you used to be able to bypass this system. Well, the way Microsoft is changing their programs, you are no longer allowed to bypass it. So we're going to have to do updates. So Cricket, who currently does our maintenance on our SCADA program, he informed me that the software was going to be $2,600, the modem was going to be $600, and then labor, which the whole total would be $5,000, which will be coming soon. So like I said, after March 14th this year, our SCADA system will no longer work. So that has to be done. Yeah, so we don't have a choice. So that is pretty much all that I have for now. Nothing to vote on, but I'm just letting you know numbers that are going to be coming our way.
Next, Tangaroneo Path Water Agency. They really didn't have nothing to say about Cabazon, just they're waiting on a pipe or whatever, you know. They don't know what's going on with the pipe, you know, coming here.
Pipeline?
Yeah. Who knows when, yeah.
You both attended it, right?
You were on it?
I think so. Was that the one that was on 123?
The Monday one. The one on Monday at like 1:30 or something? Yeah. So did you have anything to add as well?
I didn't go to this past one. I went to the one on 123 because I was sick on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We went to the, we both did.
So they're talking about installing a pipeline to
recharge the water table here in Cabazon?
Yeah, just to sell us water, whatever, you know, just, I mean, from, where is it?
It's only going to go to Banning, though.
Yeah.
It's not going to come down here.
They're supposed to be working on it to come down here.
they're saying by Hathaway Street is their goal.
Well, I know both at the meeting on 123 and then the one on 125, they were talking about the different change order they had for the backbone water system feasibility study, getting the piping to go all the way out here to Cabazon, but bypassing the Cherry Valley pumping station, because I guess that there's a problem when it goes through the Cherry Valley pumping station. So that they wanted to bypass that so that it would come all the way out to Cabazon. So in case of any major or disasters and everything, that water would come all the way out here.
I've been fishing for a lot because of how many years we've been paying for it.
Yeah,
you know, I stood up and I was like, I have three properties. I'm paying for taxes three times on that pipeline. Three times every year.
And when did they say what the actual benefit was going to be to Cabazon?
The only thing they mentioned is that during major disasters that it would help still provide, make sure that Cabazon had water with no issues. That was the only time they even mentioned Cabazon during it.
So it's not going to make a difference in disasters. We're still getting our water on the ground.
Right, and if it recharges the water table, whatever water passes through there actually drips through and helps India.
Yep. And that's the problem with the recharging in Beaumont is it doesn't come past the rocks.
A fault line or...
Yeah, past Banning. That's why we're not getting any benefit from that one.
Right.
And they'd have to run 15 miles of pipeline to get past Cherry Valley down to here.
And that $350 a foot plus, it's quite an expenditure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of money.
Well, they collected a money.
They factor a lot, you know, from everybody who lived here for so long.
Is it 62 or something?
Yeah, it's been almost 60 years.
Yeah.
Eventually they're going to have to buy the bowl and do it because they're not going to be able to keep just buying taking their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
One day somebody's going to stand up and start something with it.
Number three, Community Water Systems Alliance meeting.
I
went to that.
Wednesday morning one.
Wednesday morning?
So is it a benefit to the water district to continue on with that? With the monthly fees they're charging.
I said, is it worth it for the Capital
Zone Water District to continue with the Community Water Systems Alliance at $250 a month?
$2,500 a year, right?
Yeah.
$2,500 a year is what we're paying.
Yeah.
You're supposed to find out at the meeting,
remember?
No.
Okay. We can table it and just, because we don't, Diana can, you know, help with the input on that one.
We can make we don't have no, I asked him about, you know, like he said, we didn't pay.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
She figured that. I asked them as well.
Oh, you asked them already?
They said they got a new accountant, so it was, they were kind of working out what was going on there. But it's supposed to be $2,500 for the whole year. They're a new accountant, I guess. They're trying to fix it.
Yeah, and they're not going nowhere, you know, to Sacramento or nowhere for a while. I don't even know if it's really feasible. Pay $2,500 a year, huh?
Right. Pay you back up from the real estate Sacramento.
Right. Yeah.
And basically what it said on the internet was it gives us a voice in Sacramento. Okay,
yeah.
And basically what else it does is if you have a larger water company next door that has facilities and equipment that can help a disadvantaged community,
yeah.
And it's talking about technology, like if we had uranium in here, it's like they would say, okay, here's the type of facility we use to use uranium, but we're pretty self-sufficient. We operate without any help from outside. You know, assistance and everything like that. So that's what it is. It's just giving you exposure to larger water companies to help with your bigger problems. Well, we really don't have bigger problems because we're sufficient. Our staff is efficient, handling anything that comes our way. We have grant funding to update the system. So, you know, as a board, we'd have to make a decision. Do we want to continue paying the monthly fee or the annual fee for that?
Thinking of the information that you have, also maybe we should put it on the agenda for next month for a vote.
Mm-hmm. We got number four, Community Action Committee. We have Victor here, he's going to be speaking too, and we have. Because they're working on grants, huh? Isn't that right? Yeah. And we could just hold this until they, you know, until we have public comments. Is that what they were doing? Public comments with you two, huh? Okay, number five, San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Lines. Director Brook and Director Mark.
I think you just reported on that.
It was the same thing you said?
Yeah. It was the same thing because they just talked about, because at the previous one they had Speaker Jerry Brown, the Executive Director of the Sites Project, speak there, and then they had it again at that following meeting.
And no old business? Okay, new business. Discussion. Change in remote meeting guidelines?
So the lawyer let us know that after February 28th, board members will no longer be able to attend the meetings virtually. You can technically still attend it virtually, but you'd have to post where you're going to be attending on the agenda, and the public can go to where you're attending it. So if you're going to join the meeting from your house, you have to put your address on the agenda. The public can go to your house to join. So, but for the most part, you guys come and meet in person anyways. And then we also have the option to continue keeping it on the phone for the public. I don't know if you guys want to keep doing that. It's not much of an issue to keep doing it. Yeah. Or I think we can kind of, we don't have to vote on it. We can kind of, well, I guess that would need to put it on the agenda if we're going to do it on the phone.
The question is, when our lawyers attend, are we paying drag time here and drag time back?
If they were to come in person, yeah.
Yeah,
so
we want to keep that.
That's going to save us a lot of money. Back to the dial number
than
the
thread
down
there. It's not a problem to just dial the thing. We don't.
Public comment? Victor Diaz?
Yes.
You
guys have it? Yeah,
you got it?
Got it.
Tell me when you're ready.
I am ready.
Go!
I'll probably take 2 minutes only. Good evening, directors. Today I am here for two things, basically. I am very happy of the last meeting we had. It was a very, very, very positive turnout. We didn't fit in the library room. So there was a lot of crowd this last, on the last meeting. And today I'm here because I wanted to give you guys that update of how good that was. And also, due to the amount of, and the crowd of people, we believe we might not fit in our next meeting in the library room. So what we are considering, I'm going to be confirming with Evelyn whether if we do it in the library next, our next CAC, or whether we can, if we can do it in our sites where our properties are at. And basically the idea will be, you know, we'll keep it on Saturdays because we were able to identify that Saturdays do work for a lot of property owners. They can commute, they can come to Cavazon in the morning other than in the evening. So that was a pretty good move that we did. And since we believe we're not going to fit in our next CAC, perhaps we thought about doing it on site, on Bonita. And the idea would be just set up camp like one of those canopies, just so we can be protected from the wind and the sun. You know, set up one of those canopies and take it in and out. Let's go. See you next time. Something like that would be ideal. And perhaps that can bring some type of positive momentum to the area. And that's how we are thinking. We still are not sure about that. I'll be confirming with Evelyn. And at the moment, I have a locked-in confirmation from attendees. Whether if we're going to be more than 40, 50 people, 60 people, then we need a bigger room. Or maybe you guys can let us use the parking lot. I mean, you guys tell us where you guys would like us to do it. If you guys have options for us, right? If not, we continue doing it there. That's fine. That's number one. Number two, I wanted to introduce as well Sonia Lamas, who is sitting right behind me. And we believe she carries a good amount of resources that can really help us proceed with our infrastructure development process. And I believe she signed also a public comment document, so she can have 3 minutes and introduce herself. And, you know, if you guys have any questions for us or comments, we're open for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, board, and thank you for allowing me an opportunity to speak. My name is Sonia Lamas. I am the founder of Lamas Housing Project, which is a nonprofit designed for acquisition, development, redevelopment, project management. Most recently, I was invited to participate in a water meeting that I came to, and everybody and anybody in Riverside County was there, including the supervisor. I didn't expect that, you know, but again, I have other relationships within the county. Witnessing the momentum of these individual families and landowners, and just to have an opportunity to be able to bring forth the infrastructure development through collaborative partners that I already have established, you know, upcoming notice of funding that's going to take place here soon. That would be with the County of Riverside Continuum of Care, meetings coming up with the development manager teams on other projects aside from this one, upcoming meetings with the County of San Bernardino, County of Riverside with the SoCal Collective Housing Group as well. Lamas Housing Project is very well acclimated with all of these colleagues and partners. My number one project on the table right now would be the Cabazon project here, now that I've partnered up with Victor and, you know, in assisting these families and bringing, I want to say, their American dream to become a homeowner. It's a privilege for me to be here today and just be able to share that with you, that this is a very preliminary stage. However, I am very hopeful in being able to satisfy that opportunity for these families. And with that, thank you for having me.
You're
welcome, yes.
General Manager, board comments, future agenda items.
Anybody have any comments?
Suggested agenda items from the public. Do you have any suggested items? No?
Do you have anything that you'd like to have suggest, or anything you'd like to suggest put on the agenda?
No. How about for management?
I'll just give updates on the gate belt project,
the tank recoatings, and the Broadway and Main gate valve installation. So I'll have that available for you at the next meeting.
Do you think next month we're going to have the bids for the tank recoating? I think it's going to be next month that we'll have that on there. It's being advertised right now.
Okay. Yeah, tank fading
and recoating of tank 4. It's all included in that.
And the CWSA will put that on
there. Board members? Any suggestions for any agenda? You want to put on the agenda? No? No, I don't have anything.
I just did.
Oh, what did you say?
The
CWSA. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have one comment for the board members. I put in the back of your binder the updated contact list. I don't think there was any changes to the contact list. And then on the other side, I have all the committees. And then I have the dates of the 2023 meetings on the right column. I emailed it to you as well.
I need to change the supervisor.
Oh.
County Riverside.
Is Mickey on there?
Yeah.
Because he needs to be changed too.
Okay. He's still a San Antonio Pass director?
Yes.
Either.
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't have to
add that. Management have any comments?
No, sir.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second that. Oh,
skip ahead.
Yeah, you're my head. More comments? No?
Oh, I'm waiting for my sister. Tell me whether you want his property over here.
Okay.
I need a little comment. I don't know if I should wait till after meeting for you. I'll wait till after the meeting to say it as a community member.
Okay, future board items, next board meeting dates. Community Water Systems Alliance meeting. February 22nd?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that is, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, good. And Grand Rapids Water Agency meeting, 27th.
Are you doing that one, Alan, tomorrow? Do you want it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
I'm going to sit home in the rain, you know. I'll help you out. Alliance? Ooh, I don't. Is that, you got to go to that meeting, huh?
Huh?
You go to that meeting?
Which one?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of something else. I'm sorry. Okay. San Gregorio Pass Water, okay, it's Monday, February 27th. And Monday, March 13th.
For last month, both of you were attending that one. I don't know, but it was just kind of so that she'd get used to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to pick right now which one of you is going to be attending it or figure it out later. There's two meters.
There's two of them, maybe one
at
one.
Uh-huh. You gonna go this coming Monday? Or you want me to?
I'm open to either one.
Okay, mark mine off. Okay, my list there, okay, Evelyn? I marked it on there, I was going. On my, what's it called?
Payroll.
Payroll.
Oh, okay.
Just mark it off, it's the last one on there, I think.
Yeah.
And the collaborative agency meeting? What's going on with that meeting?
That's
March 1st?
March 1st, yeah. I can't remember who attends that one.
Meeting and someone else, but on the 1st and the 2nd, I am not available. I have
let me check my list.
Procedures of the doctors.
Kathy, you're on that one. The collaborative agency.
Uh-huh.
Is it in person?
Yes, it's at the Beaumont High School.
Would you be able to attend that one? It's on March 1st.
They actually do that one. Well, I don't. They're going to have the same regulations as us, so I don't know if they'll be able to do that one then still too or not.
And our finance and audit workshop Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, 5 p.m. Regular board meeting. It's Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, 6 p.m. San Gregorio Pass Regency Water Alliance meeting.
You and Tony.
Uh-huh. Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, 5 p.m. And the Community Action Committee meeting, we don't know, huh?
March
2, no.
March 13th.
March 13th.
Saturday.
Is it that day each month, right? Like the second Saturday or something like that?
Mm-hmm. You know where it's at?
So far we have it at the library.
All right, okay.
I'll let me know whether we do there or
email me whatever. And the location. Personnel committee to be determined then. Okay. Okay, Diana.
Okay. Motion to adjourn at 6:34, made by Director Morris, second by Director Tincher. Director Brock.
Aye.
Director Tincher.
Aye.
Director Morris.
Thank you.
Oh, sir.
I kind
of was just doing, I wasn't even paying attention. Director Davis.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn at 6:34. Tuesday, February 21st, 2023.